You know what? I really want to get in the habit of sharing a shorter message and then having the worship team, etc., more often worshiping, etc., because, you know, it says he works miracles among you by the hearing of faith. It's an interesting thing. But most people, some of the message I'm going to even share with you today is they don't even know this is part of the covenant. They don't even know this is what Jesus qualified them for. So it's our job is to share with you what he's already qualified you for so you can say yes. Yes and amen. That's for me. Amen. Because I know I grew up and I didn't understand the symbolisms of the old covenant. I didn't understand half of it. Beth and I were just talking about that, you know, in the Catholics, when we grew up in catechism, it's wonderful, all the symbolism, but it would be really good to know what it actually means so that we could go, okay, now I know what I'm doing here and I know how awesome this promise is. Amen? Because here's what I don't want you to do. I want you to get in the habit of just running out and not responding to the message and go, Lord, that's me. That's mine. Amen? Because he works miracles among you by the hearing of faith. And that just means when you hear the good news that what he's already done for you, you can respond. And the simplest way to respond is, amen, that's mine. Does that make sense? And then he works miracles among you. It's a fascinating thing. So it's not any harder than that. Amen? So let's just go through this. And I'm gonna try to get everybody out quickly. Not hurried, but I want to shorten up the message a little bit and just get the key points to it so you can really respond. And for me, if you're just coming to church and not getting the results you're seeing, I go, it's a waste of time to me. Is I want it to impact your life. Amen? I want the cross to actually mean something for you guys, and so you can actually benefit from it. Does that make sense to you guys? All right, so let's go through this. I'm not going to go through everything I went through Christmas Eve, but Heaven's Perfect Lamb. How many of you guys grew up not knowing what the lamb was? I saw these pictures of the lamb. I go, what's the lamb? I didn't understand it. I'm a farm kid, but what's with the lamb? And he's the lion and the lamb. Here's the good news to you. You'll never experience the lion. The lion's at the end, amen? He starts with the virgin lamb, and the lamb is actually slain in Revelation. But the whole Bible is a book about what? Jesus. And he says, you know what? I'm going to show you the beginning from the end. So in Genesis, most of the symbolism of the whole Bible starts in Genesis. And then the very last book of the Bible is what? The revelation of Jesus Christ. Here's what all those symbols actually meant throughout the whole Bible. Isn't that interesting? Everybody's looking for all this other stuff. And it's really quite simple. If you put them on bookends, I'm going to show you all the symbols in Genesis. Pretty much almost all the symbols started. And then at the end of the Bible, the revelation of Jesus Christ. The whole Bible is about Jesus. Amen? So what's the lamb about? That's what I want to show you is because if you don't understand the lamb, you can't respond at Christmas time. Hey, the lion, you know, this is the incredible news. The lamb, it's going to be a sign to you. Well, what's the signs? That's what I want to show you. If you understand the lamb, boy, you got 99% of Christianity, to be honest with you. The sacrificial lamb literally is your life was exchanged on the cross. He poured out his life unto death so that you can do what? Get his life for free. It actually exchanged. Your sinful nature is gone. The sin program for man is over. And they go, well, that can't be because I sinned this morning. I know, but he doesn't impute it to you. That's so wild when you understand that. He goes, that's what David said. Blessed is the man who God does not impute sin. It doesn't say blessed is the man who never sins again because none of us participate in that. Do you? In fact, I was just reading this thing yesterday. I was telling Barbara, man, this article's great. And I'm reading it, it's about the Lamb and the grace of God and everything else. And then by the end, he goes, now the great part about the Holy Spirit, it allows us to keep the law perfectly. I'm like, how did they get, what? He just ruined the whole thing. How many of you guys, since you got the Holy Spirit, now if you walk perfectly in the Spirit, you've been able to keep the whole thing? So the Lamb isn't that great? Amen? The Lamb means that's never imputed to you because I've removed it. You're dead to that. I've freed you from the law of sin and death. Amen? The more you know that, here's where it gets tricky, is people think, well, if you preach that, then people are going to run out and sin. It gives them license to sin. That's what everybody talks about. And it's the exact opposite. When you preach that you're completely whole, forgiven, and righteous, they start to live righteously. You mean I'm righteous even though I screwed up? Yep. You mean he's going to favor me even though I don't deserve favor? Yep, because your life was exchanged on the cross. Amen? The hardest part for most of you guys is to feel deserving of healing, to feel deserving of favor when you know you don't deserve it. That's why you got to remember the lamb. Wait a minute, my life was exchanged on the cross. So let's go through this. So the old covenant, Jesus is concealed, right? Types and shadows is what it says. And they are signs of good things to come is what Hebrews says. These are all signs of good things. So if you can understand what that symbolism means, what's in there? There's amazing things. There's supernatural protection, isn't there? There's supernatural healing, as we just heard that testimony. The doctors and the pastors gave her 0% chance of living, yet she's living. 0% is enough for God. 0%, I can work with that. Because he's the God of miracles, amen? So all it took was somebody to go, no, that's not true. She's got a 100% chance of living because Christ died. Amen? That's how he works. So there's supernatural debt cancellation, isn't there? He's the Jubilee, hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? And then all of a sudden the new covenant, they go, oh, we can't believe for that. No, you can believe for that. I want you to get your hopes up. Because we're not like the world where they have positive mental attitude, which I love all that. I really do. I love all that. But as a believer, it's not positive mental attitude. It's I know so. Because we're basing it on a covenant. They're basing it on how wonderfully God created us, which is amazing. He goes, you know what? I've fearfully and wonderfully made you. What you believe is ultimately what you're going to experience. That's true. The world does that. The world takes advantage of that. Here's what's amazing. Not only do what we believe is going to experience, but way beyond what we can believe is going to experience because we're a child of God. We stand on a covenant. Isn't that interesting? Is we can expect things that nobody else could expect. So the world just took the system and is better than the church because the church tries to explain it out somehow, right? Well, that can't be. God's not like that. Anyway, so let's talk about this lamb deal. So the old covenant is heaven, is Jesus concealed. The new covenant is Jesus revealed. And so it starts with all the symbolism of the old covenant. I'm going to tell you the end from the beginning is what he said. So if you can understand all the symbolism in Genesis, you understand this whole program. It's Jesus. And what's Jesus? I saved mankind. This was the word of God. The message of God is, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to give up everything I have, pour out my life on the cross so that my kids can enjoy my work. That's Jesus. That's salvation. Isn't that good news? Now, you don't have to worry about all the other nonsense and the economy and all that stuff. I go, you're protected. Hallelujah. He's the king. If nothing's working for the rest of the world, you know who it's going to work for? You. How does he make that happen? I don't know. I just know he says I make it happen. And it's just, oh, there's too many testimonies I'd love to share with you, but it's selfish to me. I'm like, God, Lord, you're just doing this for me. Thank you, Father. So, heaven's perfect lamb. Hey, if you understand the lamb, you're going to understand this inheritance, all right? So let's get into this. Genesis 35:16, Rachel. This is Rachel and Jacob. We talked about this. You know what Rachel means? I put it up there. A ewe lamb or a female lamb. What do female lambs give birth to? Lambs, right? Rachel, the female lamb, labored in childbirth, and she had hard labor. Rahel, do you know that? What that means? Yeah? Yeah, okay. And she had hard labor. Now it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said to her, do not fear, you will have this son also. And it was. And her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Ben-Oni, which means son of sorrows. So here's the picture of there. Jacob took Rachel to the Tower of the Flock. We talked about this Christmas Eve in Bethlehem Ephrata. There's two Bethlehems in the Bible. Bethlehem Ephrata is what Micah prophesied. This is where the lamb's going to be. So at that place, here's what happened. Some of you guys have never heard this, is we have these pictures of mangers and these nativity scenes, right? And we think, how sad there was no room in the inn that Jesus had to be born and put in this manger. What we don't understand is all of the sacrificial lambs that were destined for the temple on the way to Jerusalem were born with rabbinical care. So as the ewes were about to give birth, they would bring them to the Tower of the Flock at Bethlehem Ephrata. And the minute they were born, they would wrap them in grave clothes so they wouldn't fall around and get banged up, so they could be with spot or blemish. And they placed them on the hay in the manger so that they were perfect without spot or blemish. And then they would bring them to the temple for sacrifice. So this is the exact same location. So Jacob brings Rachel to the Tower of the Flock. So he brings the female lamb. She's about ready to give birth. So Jacob brings Rachel there. Remember, this is Old Testament. This is Jesus concealed. I'm going to show you, this is a picture of Jesus. She called his name Ben-Oni, which is son of sorrows, but his father called him Ben-Yamin, the son of my right hand. So he was both the suffering Messiah and he was the son of his right hand. Amen? You guys see that? The female lamb, Rachel, gave birth at the Tower of the Flock in Bethlehem. All right? So, the son of my right hand. Then Israel, I should have put Jacob in there in the verse before, because over and over and over you see Jacob, once he believed, once the lamb was dead and he believed in it, Jacob was always turned to Israel. I should have put this in that verse. Because right before this, it's Jacob and Rachel. The minute the lamb was sacrificed or died, he believed in the lamb, Jacob will be returned to Israel. And they changed the names right there. Jacob, no explanation given, but once the lamb died and they recognized the son of the right hand, now he's called Israel, the prince, versus the supplanter. Isn't that cool? So Israel journeyed and pitched the tent beyond the Tower of the Flock. That's Migdal Eder, what we talked about in Micah. So here's what I want you to understand. This is the Old Testament concealed. Jacob and Rachel. As soon as Rachel was going to give birth, where does he bring her to give birth? Bethlehem Ephrathah at the Tower of the Flock. All under the law, all of the lambs that were going to be sacrificed for the temple, guess where they were born? At Bethlehem Ephrathah at the Tower of the Flock. As soon as the ewe lambs were going to give birth, they would bring the ewes into this ceremonial clean place, wrapped in swaddling clothes so they wouldn't get spot or blemish and laid in a manger, right? As soon as Mary was going to give birth, where does Joseph bring her? To Bethlehem Ephrathah at the Tower of the Flock. You get the Old Testament picture? And that lamb that was born was going to be a suffering Messiah, but he's also going to be the one that's on most high at the Father's right hand. Amen? It's pretty cool. So when you understand this, let's talk about this lamb a little bit. This is why Christmas is so exciting when you understand the lamb, because otherwise, hey, unto us a child is born, a son is given. Well, what was the son? It was a picture of the real sacrificial lamb. Amen? And what the Jews understood is this. When those lambs were brought to the temple, is if you sinned, right? How many of you have ever sinned? Yes. Here's what they understood, which the church has never understood. All they had to do was bring a lamb. All they had to do was bring a lamb to the high priest. I sinned, I bring a lamb to the high priest. The high priest looks at it, and what does the high priest look at? The lamb. He doesn't ask you, what'd you do, Arnold? Come to confession, tell me everything you did. That is a disaster, guys. When people come to me for counseling, they go, well, tell me everything you did. I don't want to know everything you did. I think highly of you right now. I don't want to know all that. And you don't want to know everything I've done because you won't think highly of me because that's not who we are. See, the picture was, as long as there was a substitute, a sacrificial lamb that was perfect, you could bring the lamb to the high priest and the lamb's perfection was transferred to you and your sinful nature was transferred to this perfect lamb. The other part which they understood was, not only am I cleansed from my sin, guess what? I know I'm going to be favored, blessed, my business is going to rock. All I need to do is go, Lord, I'd love to be in the Golden Globes. He goes, I can make that happen. I'm the king. Amen? They understood that. Their sin was left at that lamb. Amen? And those were types and shadows of good things to come. So what was the real thing? The perfect lamb. Amen? So the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. See, Christmas is supposed to be good tidings of great joy. Why was it so great? Because the real lamb was going to come, and all you can expect is favor and blessing for the rest of your life, guys. It's goodwill towards men, and my shalom I'm going to leave with you. My peace. There's nothing that ever separates you from God and man anymore. Because the sacrificial lamb, the real one, happened. Amen? And when you start understanding the symbolism, you go, God, the Bible's cool. It is so cool, isn't it? It's not a religious book for you to follow. It'll kill you. If you read the Bible with that intent, you'll start to get depressed. You'll wish you weren't a believer anymore. I see it all the time. People go, you know what? My life was great, and then I started to follow all these rules. It says many are under the works of the law are cursed. That means if you're trying to be blessed, it ends up going the other way. It doesn't mean you sinned. It says if you're under the works of the law, if you think you need to perform to be blessed, you're under the curse. Not because you don't want to be under the curse. So then don't try perform. Don't try to be pleasing to God. Just know you're pleasing to God. That's the New Testament. Because the Lamb made me pleasing. I got Jesus' perfection. Amen? Wow, that's exciting when you understand it. So why is this such great news and good tidings of joy to all people? Why? Because the Lamb was born. Unto there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Anointed, the Lord. Amen? And this will be the sign to you. Signs point you to something, right? See, why he came to the shepherds, because the kings probably wouldn't understand this, but the shepherds knew this. This will be a sign to you. You're going to go, and there's going to be a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. This is the one. See, it was all prophesied in Micah. In Genesis, we saw that. Why was it a sign to the shepherds? Because the shepherds knew exactly where to go. They didn't have they could go straight there because they knew where all the sacrificial lambs were born. They were all wrapped the same way in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Hey, this is going to be a sign to you. This is the real lamb. That was the sign. Isn't that cool? That's the sign. All right? So you will find a babe wrapped in grave clothes, literally is what it is, lying in a manger. See, that meant something to them. That meant, wow, this one's destined for sacrifice. This is the real sacrifice. This is the one that's going to pour out his life, even though he's perfect, so we can receive his life for free. Isn't that beautiful? So how do we make this applicable, guys? Stop thinking you have to be worthy. It's just believe he made you worthy. Amen? In fact, the lowest points when you're the least worthy is when you go, Lord, gosh, I remember the cross. I remember the real lamb is Jesus, and he made me worthy. See, that's not making anything less of sin. You know what? It's exalting the work of Jesus is what that's doing. I exalt the lamb. Worthy is the lamb, not worthy is you. Worthy is the lamb to receive honor. Amen? Why was he received? Because he was the real lamb. He was the son of sorrows. He took on all the world's sorrows. That the mother goes, wow, I can see he's going to be a son of sorrows. But the father said, no, ultimately he's going to be exalted and sit at my right hand because he was willing to give up everything. You guys get it? Isn't that beautiful? And there's all kinds of symbolism in there. You know, when they would, at a court, when they had the Sanhedrin, it was kind of in a semicircle, and they would go before the Sanhedrin and plead their case. Here's why I'm guilty. Here's why I'm innocent. And the people on the right would record everything that was innocent. And the people on the left would record everything why this person is guilty. So Jesus is only on the right hand. There's nothing guilt. There's even the Sanhedrin couldn't find anything wrong with him. So he's on the right hand of the courts of the world. Isn't that cool? And where are you seated? In him at the right hand, meaning you're completely guiltless. Hallelujah. Man, that's what the Lamb's all about. All those pictures were about you being set free so you can enjoy his freedom, his perfection, his health. Hallelujah. So I don't care if your limbs are falling off, guys, honestly. I want you to start going, the Lamb has qualified me to be whole. Hallelujah. And you renew your mind to that, and that will prove his perfect will for you. It's not about you trying to gin up enough faith. It's trying to you just believe the right thing and cooperate with me. Amen? Okay, so let's keep going. Jacob brought Rachel to the tower of the flock in Bethlehem when she was ready to give birth. I already explained a lot of this, but I want you to understand the symbolism. The shepherds brought the female lambs to the exact location when they were ready to give birth to the lamb sacrificed at the temple. Joseph brought Mary to the very same place. That's why it was a sign, and that's why it was great tidings of joy. Amen? Because all of those Old Testament things that we're pointing to, the signs and the shadows, the reality is Christ Jesus, the real lamb. So what does that mean, guys? Literally, when we're feeling depressed, when we're in these situations where, how is God going to get me out of it? Just remember the lamb. Our lives were exchanged. It doesn't have to make any sense. Because does that make sense to you? Not us. His ways are higher than our ways is what it says. He goes, my ways are, I'm going to give you favor that you don't deserve. Because my son's going to take the punishment that he never deserved. That's his ways. And I've seen faith preachers just change that into all kinds of crazy things. He goes, my ways are way better than yours. Even though you deserved this, I'm going to give you this. Hallelujah. And not only that, I'm going to do exceedingly abundantly but what you think you deserve. Just to blow your mind. And the goodness of God is what causes you to change your mind is what it says. Isn't that wild? So what am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you get your hopes up because the lamb was exchanged. Because I bring you great tidings of joy. Good things. Amen? And I've seen everything but that taught. Because I heard Christmas messages, you're like, what in the world? How is this good tidings of great joy? Amen? That was a depressing Christmas message to me. Yes, Jesus was the son of sorrow, but he's also the son of the right hand. Now we're declared innocent. Amen? And not only that, if we're seated at the position of honor on the right hand, guess what he does to us? Honors us. Do we need to deserve the honor? No, that's where the struggle is. Amen? I know I don't deserve it. Hey, renew your mind that you deserve it. Start putting emphasis on the lamb. Because it's not when the lamb was brought to the high priest, it wasn't how good I was, it was how perfect my lamb was. And he's the perfect of perfect in Hebrew. He would call it perfect, perfect. The perfect of perfect. Amen? And that's now your perfection. The act of pointing out the life of Christ satisfies God's just requirement. See, the penalty of sin is death. And I've heard that preached to you. We ever not find sin in you when he comes again? Well, what in the world? That's why they actually had one of the sacrificial systems in Leviticus is for sins you didn't know about. How do you know? We don't even know sometimes when we sin, right? So Jesus was a picture of that. He goes, listen, even the sins, you don't even know when you're sinning. I've already covered all that. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? It really is. Or you can go to deliverance and they'll pray that one out of you for you. These are for the sins you don't even know. And I'm like, Jesus was my deliverer. So it removed every barrier between the Father. Hallelujah. So you're spotless, guys. You're seated on the right hand in the position of honor. The Sanhedrin couldn't find you guilty. The court in the universe can't find you guilty. Why? Because you're hidden in Christ. Isn't that cool? So the flip side of that now is once you understand that, which so few Christians understand that, you mean he's forgiven me for everything? Everything. Everything calls you innocent. Hallelujah. Well, if you're completely innocent, as if sin never happened, then what do you now qualify for? Everything. That's so hard for people to get. He didn't bring you out of Egypt just to leave you in the desert. Amen? He goes, I want you to go into the promised land. I want you to start experiencing the work of another man. Jesus and the Father did all of the work. We get the inheritance. That doesn't mean you don't go to work on Monday. What it means is when I go to work on Monday, I can expect the favor of God. Things will happen that I can't make happen. Amen? Time and chance happens to every one of you, meaning he's going to set up. I was just telling my friend Kobe Rex last night. We were over at their house, and I said, Kobe, here's the deal. I said, sometimes we don't understand all this stuff, but here's what I know that I know that I know. He builds these relationships over your life for such a time as this. You'll look back and go, man, that's why I met that person. He's one step ahead of the enemy. All things work together for our good. So we can get excited even when it looks like we shouldn't be excited. Why? Because I know that it's going to work out for my good. Amen? Now, I've seen depressed people who never experience it. The believers walking around the church, they go, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. Well, I can tell you don't believe it because you're living like this. Amen? But I'm telling you, you can believe it. Isn't that cool? If the Jews could understand, I can take this little lamb and I get the perfection of God, how much more if I take him, Jesus? That's what communion is all about. Lord, I do this in remembrance of what Jesus did for me. He was my lamb. How much more can God respond? Yes, that's what the whole book was about. Amen? All right, so it removed every barrier between our Father. God was, see, the penalty for sin was death. So who died? Jesus. So now that program is what? Over to the believer. Amen? He set you free from the law of sin and death. You don't have to experience that. Isn't that cool? You don't have to experience it. What do you get to experience? Life. Things work. Your body works. Amen? I guess you get excited about everything in your body starts to work again. You can believe that. You really can. You really can. It's exciting, actually. Like, that never worked for a long time. Now you can believe it'll work. Amen? I'm serious. He renews your youth. He just does. How does it work? I don't know. I don't know how that lamb, his ways are way higher. He said, you know what? I'm going to set up this system where I can bring a lamb, and I get to experience the lamb's perfection. I don't care how it works. I just know it works. Thank you, Father. Amen? And he goes, that's a type and a shadow of me, the real lamb, who's going to do all this for you, so all you get is life. Hallelujah. Life doesn't mean when you give up your spirit, now I'm dead. And life means things work. Like, you start to experience joy, and you start to experience the fruits of the Spirit. You start to experience life. Amen? And you go, I didn't do anything. That's life. Hallelujah. That's why that's such a beautiful story about Laura. Man, Lord, I'd love to be part of the Golden Globe. And she forgets about it. Guess what? I didn't forget about it. I'm the faithful one. I never sleep or slumber. It wasn't because she fasted. She forgot. Amen? I'm trying to free you up to just expect the goodness of God. And you can. Isn't that beautiful? Let the world not experience it. You're supposed to be a son, a joint heir. So every barrier between the Father is over. That's what Jesus was all about. God is now completely just. Why? The penalty for sin was death. He goes, all I need is one man to be perfect to die. And that happened in Christ Jesus. So now he's just in pouring out his grace, his favor, his health, everything to you. Why? Because the penalty for sin has been dealt with. Amen? His righteous requirements have been dealt with. So now he's not just a flippant God where he goes, oh, okay, I'm not going to worry about that sin deal you had. He goes, even that one that you're going to commit next week, I've already covered it. So you can still be in my presence. You can still enjoy my favor. You can still enjoy my grace. The biggest thing I see why believers not experience God is they don't feel worthy. We got to get that out of you. That's why I said, I want your heart sprinkled with the true blood. Amen? The Jews understood, as long as the blood was accepted, I'm guiltless. Didn't matter what the crime was, amen? So I don't care what you've done or haven't done, is let your heart sprinkle the blood. And there's all kinds of pictures in the Bible about that. You know, even the lineage of Jesus, if you go look at, there's only 5 women listed and all of them were scandalous. They all had scandal in their life. Because where the sin abounds, grace is going to superabound. These women who knew they didn't deserve it, Bathsheba, you know, Rahab, all these different, Jesus came out of that lineage. And the 5 women listed only had big issues. I'm going to mess up the deliverance people big time with this. Right? I'm going to show them what a soul tie really is. They're tied to Jesus, amen? Isn't that beautiful? Because I'm going to use the ones that have all the soul ties. That's where Jesus is going to come out of. I love needling those guys. Because it doesn't, anyway. It's like, really, Jesus had soul ties? Which deliverance stream did he go through? It's nonsense. We're born of the Spirit, of the perfect Lamb. Amen? Come on. So God is now completely just in pouring out his love. Why? Because the penalty for sin's been dealt with. The Lamb was born and he died. You guys get it? All right, so let's keep going. I'm almost done. Romans 3:21. This is what this is all about. So the Old Testament, trying to show you the Lamb. Here's the New Testament, Romans 3. Apostle Paul says, but now God has shown us a way to be made right with him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. For everyone has sinned, including you. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet, God freely and graciously declares that we are righteous. That just means you're just, you're innocent, you receive the perfection of the Lamb. He declared it. So if God declared it, what is it? Done. Because God doesn't lie. Amen? So if he's declared you righteous, what are you? Righteous. Yeah, but they got to live more holy to be righteous. No, God declared you righteous because he has a legal right to call you righteous because he found one man that was perfect. That's all he needed. Amen? So you don't have to be perfect anymore. He just says, I call you perfect. You guys get it? It's wonderful. This is funny to me. So we're made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short, yet his ways are higher than man's ways. God freely and graciously declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. Hallelujah. He was the Lamb. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. That's what the Lamb was all about, guys. That's why the shepherds, when he came to them, there's great tidings, there's joy. Why? Because this sin deal that man's fallen short of God's glory can be over for anybody who believes in Christ. Hallelujah. So all he wants you to experience is now his life. So God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for every one of your sins, past, present, future. People are made right with God when they simply believe in Jesus Christ, sacrifice his life, shedding his blood. Mm-mm-mm. So what do we have today? Righteousness. We have the perfection of the Lamb. Amen? How do we know that? Because he declared us righteous. You guys get it? So what? Now let's put this in practical terms and we're done. So the perfection of the Lamb. See, this isn't a negotiation anymore. This is where I want you to get when you start praying for people, guys. Is healing, prosperity, favor, protection. It's not a matter of negotiation anymore. It's not a matter with pleading with God. It's like, Lord, please heal this person. That's not what he's talking about anymore. You have a legal right to all of those because the lives were exchanged on the cross. The Lamb was slain. You guys get it? So what does that mean? This is what believers don't get. That's why I'm hammering it. That means I got the perfection of the Lamb. Amen? The real Lamb that was wrapped in swaddling clothes without spot or blemish is what I got. Hallelujah. Well, I know I got spots on me. I know, but he sees me in perfection. Isn't that beautiful? He sees me in Christ. I'm hidden there. So I want you to, as soon as you get this, as soon as you're not struggling to be healed, that it's not a struggle in the courts of heaven, he goes, you are healed. That's your legal right. Amen? You know what? Your legal right for prosperity, you have a just legal right to ask God to prosper you. Why? Because Jesus took our poverty. So we're not teaching prosperity doctrine. I don't even know what that is. And I get where people get it all abused and it's twisted around and stuff like that. And if you want to throw money at my feet, that's fine. But that's, you know, that's why I saw all that. I'm like, what in the world? No wonder people, right? It's not that. It's an issue of the heart is my Lamb made me prosperous. Amen? He made me prosperous. The more I believe that, the more I'm bold enough to ask, Father, thank you. Father, you know what I would love? I would love to be part of the Golden Globes. Isn't that, I just love the audacity of that, isn't it? Well, you're nobody. You got this little business in Colorado Springs. He goes, yeah, but I use nobodies. Amen? That's what I do. You guys get it? He goes, she didn't even tell half of it, because she called me that week and there was something going on with her business. I said, Lori, relax. God's got everything under control. I promise you he'll exalt you. That was on a Monday, I think, and then Thursday is when she calls me. Well, she doesn't call. I told you, she irritates me. She sends me a text. I've got the most amazing news in the world. Laura, tell me about it. I'll tell you tonight. Don't you hate that stuff? I hate it. She knows how to needle me. I'm like, Laura, that drives me nuts, right? Tell me the good news. I want to know the good news. If it's bad news, I'll hear later. So then she tells me the good news. I say, man, Laura, see? Come on. Now, is Laura any better than you? No, you got the same perfect lamb. Amen? What I'm trying to show you, testimony, is you can believe for that. See, if he gave you a limitless sacrifice, what you can believe God for? Limitless. Limitless. According to your faith, be it unto you. And that doesn't mean your level, guys. It means Jesus. Faith means Jesus qualified me for all of those promises in the Bible. Now those promises are yes. So if I'm just audacious enough to go, that promise is mine from this day forward, he responds. You guys get it? Why? Because he has a legal right to respond. We're not going, who do you think you are? That's what the religious people, who do you think you are? I go, man, I don't think I'm much, to be honest with you, but I'm the man when I'm in Christ. Amen? That's who I think I am. So I can walk around and go, this doesn't have to make sense. God's going to favor me. This doesn't have to make sense. She's got a 0% giant. God's going to favor me. Right? In fact, the worse it is, God, I think, delights in that. You're like, oh, 0% chance? Oh, this one's easy. Amen? Don't you believe that, G? The worst case are the shortest prayers. Right? The believers who think they got their act together have a hard time getting healed sometimes. Well, I'm standing in faith. Stop! Just ask him to do it. You have a legal right to do it. Amen? I'm not telling you to not. You guys understand what I'm saying? Is we make standing in faith a work. Like, well, I'm standing in faith. Well, good for you. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with Jesus qualified you for it, so you can ask the Father for it, and it's done. Amen? And I get the whole authority on earth that we are, that we're his body. I get that. But when we pray, we're not negotiating and pleading with God. We don't have to go into a prayer conference to do it. All we go, Father, you love us so much that you sent Jesus. That's my assurance that this person's going to be healed in Jesus' magnificent name. And you tell it to be healed. Why? Because you have a just right to ask for that. You have a just right to ask for favor. You do. Isn't that beautiful? Why? Because the lamb was slain. I think you're getting this. I hope you're getting this. So, because Jesus was your sacrifice, you're just in asking for your inheritance and receiving it. It's not your magnificent level of faith, guys. It's a just part of the courts of heaven. You guys get it? That's why when it says every knee will bow, they have to, because it's a just thing in the courts of heaven. You've been declared innocent. Now you've been declared prosperous, whole, worthy with his lamb. If you read that in Revelation, right? To receive honor, power, glory. What does that make you? Worthy to receive honor, power, and glory. All of those things, nothing by your effort, all by his effort. Amen? So that's how you pray. Not pleading with God, oh Lord, I wonder if he'll heal me. No, you know what? You call on him, you have a just right to ask for your body to be healed. And it will be healed. Done deal. Amen? If you need favor in your life, guess what? Father, favor me today. Guess what he's going to do? Not only is he going to do that, he's going to do it exceedingly abundantly more. Most of you guys just keep your lips zipped. We share this with you and you don't say anything. Amen? Wow, it was a wonderful service. Well, it's worthless. Amen? Nice talk. I hate that one. So some of you guys, they're going to text me right now. I know some of you guys. Nice talk, Mike. You guys get it? So get to your feet. Because I want you to understand. He goes, homo logio, say the same thing that Jesus says about you. Amen? Can it be that simple? It's that simple. Amen? Bree, stuff's exploding in your life. What are you doing?
Thanking him.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard that. She goes, I'm just thanking him that it's done. Hallelujah. That's renewing your mind, right? Did it always look pretty?
No.
It usually looks pretty ugly. Amen? It usually does. It usually looks pretty ugly. That's why but it's great tidings of joy. Why? Because the Lamb took our place. Amen? hey, this isn't my portion. This is not who I am. I'm over here. I'm seated at the right hand in the position of honor in the Father. So I am just in asking the Father to perform in my life. Amen? You guys get it? So what do you need? He's the great I am. I'm the King. I'm the Lord. All those songs we were just singing. I'm the anointed Savior and I'm Lord. I got this thing is really what if you want to take it word for word, what that all that means, it was the anointing will overcome in your favor. The Savior, salvation will overcome in your favor. Why? Because I'm the Lord. Amen? And we sing about it, yet we don't agree with it most of the time. We go, wow, this happened to me. Yeah, that's okay. Because there's no trial that's uncommon to man, but guess what the good news is? The life was exchanged on the cross. You don't have to stay there. Amen? You guys get it? Now, how do you get born again? How do you participate in all this? We've even made that difficult. He goes, if you believe in me, if you believe I was the Lamb that took away all the sin, you can go with a clean conscience for the rest of your life. You'll be born out of that spirit. Amen? That I'm righteous, I'm perfect, I'm whole. Isn't that awesome? If you believe that, he goes, now you're born out of a different spirit. You're not born out of that other tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I know I'm not worthy to receive. Yeah, that's not who you are anymore. Now you're born out of this spirit that you're worthy to receive because the Lamb was perfect. Amen? That's all Christianity is you believe Jesus died for you, took all of your penalty for sin, because the penalty for sin is death. And the other part you have to believe is, did he rise? Death didn't contain him. He paid the penalty for all death. Amen? What does that mean? Here's what it means. You can enjoy the favor of God. He was delivered for our offenses, but he rose because we were just. Now that we're just, we can legally ask for anything the Father has. Amen? Isn't that beautiful? And nothing's too big. Don't worry about being greedy. Because I hear that teaching too. Well, God won't give it to greedy people. Oh, yeah? Explain that to these rich. You're confused. Where you go to church, right? That's not the qualifier for him. The qualifier is Jesus. Amen? You guys understand what I'm saying? It sounds funny. You mean I can just be greedy? That's their natural reaction. No, what I'm telling you is when you know how much he loves you, that he gave everything for you, and he actually blesses you when you ask him, trust me, you won't be greedy. Because you're born out of a different spirit. Amen? Get it? Yeah, sir. So what do you want? I bring you good tidings of great joy. Amen? What's the message? The Lamb. The Lamb. The Lamb. Amen? You get the perfection of the Lamb. What does the perfection of the Lamb hold? Everything. Your health, your prosperity, your favor. Got it? That's it. So you can pray. And in the new covenant, we know so. Why? Because we have a just required. We're just in asking for it. You guys get it? So let's just pray. Father, we love you. You're so awesome. We just thank you that Jesus qualified us for everything. That's what it really means to get our eyes off ourselves and our eyes on Jesus. He's the great I am. He's the deliverer. He's the redeemer. He's the greatest prophet, king, and priest. His perfection is now mine, so I thank you for that, Father. Father, every one of these people, they have a legal right because Jesus poured out his life on the cross. He was the sacrificial lamb. He was the perfect lamb. Their sin was transferred to him 2,000 years ago, the minute they believe. Father, that sin program's over in their life. Let their heart be healed of guilt, any shame, any fear. They're completely, Father, the tough ones, the ones they know that they're guilty, show them they're set free. They're not guilty in the heaven's courts. Father, we thank you for that. We just put off that old man of shame, of guilt. They're not worthy and put on righteousness, the royal robe of righteousness. Father, we thank you for that. That's who we are. That's our true identity. That we deserve favor, not because of anything we've done, because what Jesus did on the cross. Father, I thank you that they're favored like never before. Father, the rest of this year and 2016, make this the greatest year they've ever had, Lord. Let them be bold enough, audacious enough to ask. Father, you said if they ask, they receive. That's how easy it is. Father, just let them realize it's not about their worth, it's about the worth of Jesus, which is priceless. Father, we thank you for supernatural business ideas. We thank you for supernatural promotions in all their careers and professions. Father, things beyond what they could think or ask. You know the desires of their heart. Father, it's no problem for you to give those. Father, we thank you for those. We just expect those, Father. Greater things than we've ever seen. Father, we thank you for perfect health in 2016. Father, we thank you for everybody here, their kids, their grandkids, every relationship we have, we call them whole and healed in Jesus' magnificent name. Father, we thank you for divine protection. Not one person of the sound of my voice dies this year in Jesus' magnificent name. Father, we thank you that we are hidden in the secret place of the Most High. I don't care what the world's doing, we're in you. And we just thank you for that. We call them blessed. We call them favored. We call them children of God, royal priests, worthy to receive honor, glory, power, everything that Jesus qualifies for. You called them worthy. In Jesus' magnificent name, we say it's done. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Belated Merry Christmas. Hey, guys, you know what? As you go into New Year's, think about the Lamb, honestly. But what did he qualify for me? What am I delaying in my life that I don't have to delay any longer? Amen? If you're in a situation or a trial, he goes, I'm going to get you out of it ultimately, but you can speed up the process. You guys know that, right? You can go, I agree that I'm out of this thing. Amen? Even if you don't, he goes, I made a way out. I'm still not going to let you suffer through anything that you can't handle. But he says, I don't need to make you go through it. The minute you believe in the Lamb, you're out. Hallelujah? So, and not only that, now you get to go into the promised land. What did I promise you? Favor, honor, blessings, everything the Lamb qualified you for. Amen? So be bold enough. Husband and wives, act like you're brand new married couples again. Get crazy. Amen? What I mean by that is we get so used to situations and marriages that we're, yeah, honey, yeah, it's nice. Let's not, you used to be fired up and prayed for stuff when you were young and in love. Amen? Act like it again. Because he comes to you and he goes, you know what, when two are, you guys know what I'm trying to say, right? Because sometimes one of us wants to believe for something great and like, well, yeah, you don't deserve it. Because they know each other, right? Remind yourself what Jesus did. Am I communicating? I don't know if I'm communicating. Hallelujah. Because we just stop some of that. And I'm guilty of it in my own life. Barbara and I were talking about that. I said, you know what? What is this? We have a great marriage. I go, what about the people? If we've got a good marriage and we don't do it, I know you guys don't do it. Amen? And if you do, congratulations. Some of you guys do, which is why your life's flourishing. Amen? So I'm just challenging you to, you know what? Let's forget everything that we've ever done wrong. Because in Jesus' eyes, it's gone. So let's start believing like we really should be believing. Amen. According to your faith, be it unto you. Amen? As big as you can believe God for is what he's going to do for you in 2016. Amen? So you're released in Jesus' name. If you need prayer, why don't you come up here? And we'll pray. And you know what? It's yes and amen.